Phil Moss joins us now, talking the world of football, or soccer, as we said yesterday, to our Australian crew. Good morning, good sir. And Ange has named his crew for the World Cup qualifiers. Japan away. It's going to be a great challenge for the boys.
Yes, good morning, guys. Look, it's great. The hype is starting to build towards these two World Cup qualifiers. I've said before, I think we need 4 points from the two games. Japan away, August 31. Thailand at home on September 5. But Ange's come out yesterday with the announcement and said Japan away is a great challenge to take on one of Asia's best in their own backyard in Saitama. Will be a great challenge, but one that we're embracing as a Socceroos squad. And we should be as a nation as well. These are the games that you want to play in, because everything's at stake. And he's pretty much gone with what he knows from the Confederations Cup. A couple of changes here and there. Sporanovic and Matty Yerman, as we said yesterday, have made the 30-man squad that's going to be cut down to 23 next week. And also Mile Jedinak and Brad Smith, who both missed the Confeds Cup with injury, are back in the mix with a chance to prove their fitness. So should be interesting. Timmy Cahill, Mark Milligan, James Troisi, the only A-League players named. But again, watch your space for the cut down to 23 this time next week.
Yeah, just looking at that squad, you're right, three blokes from the Australian A-League. Everyone else is overseas. Is that is that now the strength of what is the Socceroos, being able to compete at that level overseas in Europe and elsewhere?
No, look, I think it's just a fact that the A-League hasn't kicked off yet. So, those three, Cahill, Milligan and Troisi, have been a key part of the Socceroos for a long, long time now, but particularly over the last 12 months with Troisi and Milligan. The A-League players aren't match hardened yet. So these guys have got the experience to get through a couple of qualifiers like this. But certainly when there's Socceroo games in season for the A-League, there'll be more players in the mix.
Yeah. Mm.
So no shocks, really?
Not really, no. The Matty Yerman one, obviously, is a reward for his hard work over many years. Matty Yerman, I think, now is about 28. So, he's no spring chicken, but he's worked very hard and he's maintained the dream to pull on that Socceroos shirt. So he'll be working very hard over the next 7 days to make that cut and then try and make an impression in camp when they go into camp. So James Jego, Awa Mabil, who's over in Portugal now, Riley McGree and Danny Vukovic, obviously still vying for their debuts. But again, they have to make that 23-man cut first.
Now, a couple of moves in the A-League, Wellington and Adelaide make a couple of signings.
Yeah, both signed foreign players. Wellington with Serbian striker Andrej Kaludarevic, who A-League fans may remember from a spell that he had in 2015 with Brisbane Roar. Scored 5 goals in 10 games for them. So he's been signed over there in Wellington. And Adelaide have signed French-born Algerian midfielder Karim Matmour, who's had 10 seasons in Germany, 275 games in both the Bundesliga 1 and 2. For big clubs, 1860 Munich, Mönchengladbach and Eintracht Frankfurt among those. And he's also played a spell at Huddersfield in the Championship over in England, where, of course, our very own Aaron Moy is now. He was over there in 2015-16. So good to see the clubs signing with foreign players, and the recruitment process for the A-League has really improved over the last 5-6 years.
Mate, Champions League qualifiers this morning, your club Liverpool involved, and they actually came up with a 2-1 victory away from home.
As usual, TK, they left us biting our nails in the last few minutes. They conceded an 87th minute goal, which took the score to 2-1 in favour of Liverpool. No Philippe Coutinho. The rumours continue to circle that he may be on his way out to Barcelona. But a front line of Mane, Robert Firmino and Mohamed Salah. And they were good value for the win. The goals came through Trent Alexander-Arnold. Great free kick in the 35th minute. This boy, 18-year-old academy graduate from Liverpool, is really showing that he belongs in the first team and in Champions League football. And there was an own goal in the 74th minute off a James Milner cross from the left-hand side. So they were good value for the win. Mignolet was very good in goals for Liverpool, so it shows that Hoffenheim had some chances. But a good result first leg. They take a 2-1 aggregate lead back to Anfield next week.
And young boys went down at Wankdorf.
I didn't see that result, TK. I was too busy looking at the Liverpool one, but I'll take your word for that one.
0-1 loss to CSKA Moscow. So
there you go.
There's a loss there. And, mate, Real Madrid up against Barcelona?
Yeah, that's tomorrow morning. The return leg, we know that Real Madrid have got that 3-1 aggregate lead. No Ronaldo for Real Madrid. And you can just sense there's some tension at Barcelona. The players have come out. And had a bit of a pop at the general manager for throwing some daggers in the media at players who should be blamed for that loss the other morning. So a little bit of infighting going on there at Barcelona, which you don't like to see played out in public.
Yeah, it's a tough one for Ronaldo. Sits out those games. Also fined €3,805.
Don't make me laugh.
You'd take that out of the back and bottom of his bag, wouldn't he? Just a bit of
that
change.
That was, what, about 30 seconds of football?
That much?
You know how to dish out the discipline in your game. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Speak tomorrow.